when the melody's been written and the words have all been picked, and you hear the Spirit calling through some old sacred hymn in the valley of decision. Tell me, friend, what will you do? This life has many choices, eternity has two. This world and all its pleasures will soon be passed away. The final invitation could be going out today. You're standing at the crossroads, and the Savior's calling you. This life has many choices, eternity has two.
The straight and narrow way leads to life, and the broad way down below.
What would it profit to gain the world and lose your very soul? Tomorrow is uncertain, our days on earth are few. This life has many choices, eternity has two. This life has many choices, eternity has two.
We used to put plywoods over the windows, lock the doors, no big deal. And we actually paid with everything we had, not only a fine, to keep on doing what we're doing. You know, I used to teach or bring it out, this worship can be taken from us just like that. And we found out it was gone. We had to meet, 10 in one place? I always thought the Antichrist would have to be a very smart person to rule the world. Not anymore. Because Satan is at the helm. He's steering. He's telling his goons what to do. And they're doing it. They're ahead. But God is in control. He keeps his eye on the sparrow, and he'll keep his eye on this little crowd or people or congregation of worshipers. I want to teach today on what's going to happen during the tribulation. We saw for the last 2 months how people are manipulated. We saw the fear in people's eyes, and we saw how they were even breathing with masks in their own car, terrible fear. And I've been teaching, get a song in your heart, get to have a relationship with God, so when these times come that you are not confused. You know, we're heading, not too many preachers preach it, but we're heading towards a time where it's going to get worse. The world system is really going to try to bring down Christianity. That's all their aim is. You saw in the States how incredible these marches were. Nobody did any social distancing. And the governors were encouraging it, whereas before they were giving out tickets or they were giving citations to people that went to church. The churches are basically the last to open up. You can go to Walmart and talk with a person, but you can't come to church and talk with a person. And it goes on and on. We see the injustice of it, but they don't care. They have an agenda. It's called a one world government. They're globalists. And our prime minister, he tried to get into the UN by the grace of God. They did not accept him, and I don't blame them. Hallelujah. So we can know that God still loves us. He still has his hands on us. But I want to share something. There's so many people over the internet and talk to different preachers. You listen to them. And the question is, are we in the tribulation? No, we're not. First, we're going to have a bit of a revival as we see in Atlanta today. Thousands on the streets praising God in Minnesota. And even in the sin city of Las Vegas, where they're praising God on the street, there, it's something starting. So I believe it's God's last touch to this human race for them to wake up. I'm coming back. That's what he's saying. I'm coming back. Look up. Lift up your heads. You're not going to build an ark. You're not. It's useless to put your food into your basement, and you, when you listen to this message, you'll know why. It's useless to try to plant gardens. Yes, plant your gardens. But if you're trying to get ready for the tribulation, you're doing it wrong. The Bible teaches us the way to get ready for the tribulation is to look for that escape hedge. It's called the rapture of the church. And we're leaving. In a moment, in a split second, we'll be gone. And the world then will go into a horrifying, diabolic place. And I will teach on this today. So pay close attention to what's going to go on here on this earth while we're gone. If anybody figures he's going to hide himself, forget about it. There's only the elect that are going to make it through, and that's the Jewish people, and only a third of those people will make it. Even the Antichrist and his cohorts will be wiped out almost to a person at the end. So before we get into this, let's rise and ask the Lord for blessing. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have given us the grace to come together to worship. We appreciate this, Lord. You have given us a taste of what it means when these people put their plan into action. So you will protect us and you'll bless us and you'll open our hearts to what's going on in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. David Wilkerson had a good prophecy. He said, the church is not going to go out in defeat. We are going to go out glorious and victorious. So we're going to have an incredible move of God. But as we leave, Satan is being brought to this earth. Listen to Revelation chapter 12 in verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was there found any more place in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. And he was cast out unto the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So where is Satan now? He's in the atmosphere in the second heaven. This is the first, second, and then we have a third. So Satan is out there bringing his diabolic plans, trying to do this, trying to that, do that, and God is stopping him every time. We remember World War II, they tried to bring in a one-world government, And God took the nations and said, you'll stop them. Now he took Donald Trump and said, you'll stop them. Yesterday at the rally, it was fantastic. It was incredible. I watched it a little bit before I went to bed. I'm telling you, there are people on this planet who still love God, who still worship God, who still reverence God. I heard people say, I did not like it when Trump walked over to that church with his Bible in his hand. And that was a Christian lady that told me that. And I said, I loved it. You know why he did it? You may not understand it, but he was holding that Bible up to the demonic realm and said, God is coming, whether you like it or not. That was his message, not to the ordinary human being, but to the demonic realm. And those cohorts who are in cahoot with him, he held up that Bible. Hallelujah. He knows what's going on. The demonic realm is trying to take over. So there's going to be war in heaven. And guess what? Satan is going to be cast to earth. It says in Revelation chapter 12, in verse 12, therefore rejoice you, O heavens, and you that dwell in them, but woe unto the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knows that his time is short. He's got 7 years left. You know how fast 7 years go by? Oh, my goodness. It's gone. 60 years went by like a blimp on a screen. It just passed. Okay, 7 years are going to be here. And God is saying, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth. Why is he saying that? Because in 7 years, you'll have about 6 billion people, 5 to 6 billion people that are going to be destroyed. That's a terrible amount. Your mind cannot wrap around that figure when it comes to people dying in such a short time. But that's what's going to happen. It says here, rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell in them, but woe unto the inhabitants of the earth. The earth is going to be a horrifying place to live. And we don't want to be here. Satan and his angels have been cast out. Now Satan does something else. Revelation chapter 9 in verse 1. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven onto the earth. And to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. When we cast out a demon, we send him into the pit. I think there's a few there that I've cast out already. And they'll come back, but I'm going to really watch him operate then from my perfect position in heaven as I watch everything here. That's going to be a grand occasion as we watch the earth. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by the reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them that were given, and unto them were given the power as scorpions of the earth have power. So the demonic realm will be released, and they will go about to torment people. And I cannot understand people who do not believe in the rapture who say, we're going to shine our greatest, our best. During the tribulation, yes, we saw them shine in their homes the last couple of months. Yes, sir, I know how big, how shiny those Christians were. Unbelievable. And they want to come here where their next door neighbor is going to be a demon in physical form. The fallen angels here on earth, Satan at the helm telling them what to do. Where are you going to hide? What crops are you going to have? A machine gun isn't going to do nothing to them. The Bible teaches us they will bring them out and slaughter them by the millions. Satan and his Antichrist will prevail over those who turn to Jesus after these days. And the prayers of the saints now is this. The prayers of the church, we need to forgive our enemy. What are the prayers of the tribulation saints? Lord, why don't you go get them already? You need to destroy those people that have persecuted us up till now. That's not the prayer of the church. That's the prayer of the tribulation saints. And it's going to be terrible here on this earth. Listen to Daniel chapter 4, 2 in verse 42. I'm cementing what I just told you. Satan is coming to earth. The demonic realm is released on earth. It says, Daniel in chapter 2 in verse 42, he had a vision. He saw this vision of this great statue. And the last kingdom was the toes of that person, which is iron and miry clay. Listen to that. And as the toes of that feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. Whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. But they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. I've listened to Johnny Come Lately, end time preachers on the internet. Oh, the Muslims, they're going to mingle with the rest of the world. No, the Muslims in most cases are mankind. They have been created in the image of God, I said in most cases. There's a lot of Nephilim amongst them, which are not human. They're half demon, half human. But there's a lot of humans amongst the Muslims. Many of them are turning to the Lord Jesus Christ through visions and dreams. And nobody is allowed into those countries as missionaries. So God is their missionary. He comes to them and talks to them. And you can get these interesting testimonies on the internet. So it says here, these entities, they will mingle themselves with man, with the seed of men. That's exactly what the Bible has been teaching. They've done it before. They've done it before the flood. They mingled themselves with men, with the seed of men. They had babies with the human women. And there were giants in the land in those days, to the point where God says we have to destroy the whole earth. And guess what? That's where the flood came. This time, it's going to be a flood of fire. God is going to pour out his wrath on this planet like you have never dreamed could happen. The Bible teaches us his fury will come up in his face as they thumb their nose at him. Gone will be the evolutionists. They will know there is a God, because it says they will curse him. They will not say there is no God. They will curse God to his face as God brings judgment after judgment upon them. Listen to Isaiah chapter 24 and verse 5 and 6. And the earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinances, broken the everlasting covenant. They're going to mingle themselves, and God forbid human beings to mingle themselves with the demonic realm. You don't do that. The Israelis could basically get away with murder, but once they started to mingle and to worship the demonic realm, that's when the hammer came down. And this is what's going to happen on this planet here. It says they broke the everlasting covenant. Therefore has a curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. Like I said, 6 billion people in 7 years, maybe even more than that. It's very interesting how Scripture clearly paints a picture of what's going to happen. But then we have those confused preachers out there who completely can't see these things, and they bring nothing but division into the church. And they call themselves servants of God. Well, the judgment seat of Christ will one day determine who's right and who's wrong. But we have Scripture here, and we don't try to twist them. We just bring it out what it says. It says in Isaiah chapter 24 in verse 19, the earth is utterly broken down. The earth is clean dissolved. The earth is moved exceedingly. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall be removed like the cottage, and the transgression thereof shall be heavy upon it, and it shall fall and not rise again. Do you see a rapture at the end of the tribulation with this description? I don't. There's nobody left to rapture, because they're all going to die. They're all going to be killed. There's not going to be eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage at the end of the tribulation. There's nothing going to be left to eat. There's nothing going to be left to drink, except if you want to drink blood. How about marrying? They will forbid to marry. And they're on their way in bringing that law in right now. We can clearly see that. So the transgression thereof is going to be horrible. When you study these things, God opens your mind on what he has in store for the God haters of this world. They're going to receive terrible punishment. And that's only a precursor of the horrors they're going to experience for the rest of eternity, which is the eternal lake of fire. So I urge anybody who's listening to this message over the internet, you need to turn to Jesus, for we're fast running out of time. You don't know. We saw last couple of days a couple of girls drowned. They never even imagined in the morning when they woke up that's going to be their last day on earth. Yes, it can be over quickly. So this is why the Bible says, come today if you hear my voice. Harden not your heart. Look at Matthew 24 in verse 21. For then shall be great tribulation, such as not seen since the beginning of the world to this time. No, ever shall be. And he says, that's Jesus himself, except those days shall be shortened, there shall no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, these days shall be shortened. I don't know how long it was supposed to be, but God shortened it. And who are the elect? It's the 1/3 of the Jewish population that God is protecting. Not the church, not the tribulation saints. The elect are the Jewish people whom God is speaking to in those last 7 years that have been prophesied in the book of Daniel. Yes, God is going to start working with them, and they will turn to God. But 2/3 of them, that's an incredible number, 2/3 of them are going to be wiped out. And then in Isaiah chapter 24, I love this one in verse 21. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall punish the host of the high ones that are on high, the kings of the earth that are upon the earth, and they shall be gathered together. Oh, that's going to be quite a communion there. They shall be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in the pit, and shall be shut up in prison, and after many days they shall be visited. So what's going to happen here at the end of the tribulation? Jesus is coming back. He's going to take the Antichrist. He's going to take all those who hate God and will bring them into the pit. The Antichrist and the false prophet, they have a special place. It's called the lake of fire. So they get 1,000 years of fire before everyone else. So Satan and his cohorts, those who gathered themselves together, like Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, these guys. Chuck Schumer is already telling a demon to leave his seat, or else. I don't know what or else would have been. But they're mingling themselves, and God is going to bring them together, and they're going to have to suffer the same fate as the devil and his angels, because the eternal lake of fire was not created for a human being. It was created for the devil and his angels and those who become one with them. So we need to understand that they will be visited. So I got one last scripture for the unbeliever, for those of you who are believers, not quite sure of yourself. It tells us this in Luke chapter 21 in verse 36. Watch you therefore, pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all those things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. So are we an escapist? Yes, I am. I want to escape this terrible time of suffering here on earth. I want to escape the earth now, never mind then. Why? Because God has a place for me, the eternal portals of glory. And he's telling us, watch, pray that you may be accounted worthy to escape all those things. Are we ready for Jesus to come back? I am ready. I have prepared my heart. I have accepted Jesus as my Savior. That's my passport into the kingdom. It's not by works of righteousness which we have done. It's what Jesus did for us. That's the difference in a religious person and in a Christian. The religious person brags about what he does for God. The Christian brags about what Jesus did for him. I brag what Jesus did for me. Guess what he did for me? He brought me eternal life through Jesus Christ, my Savior. Isn't that awesome? Do you have Jesus? Today is the day. Harden not your heart. What we're seeing coming down the pipe, it's not pretty. You may see moves of God all over the world, but I want to share something with you. This could be cut down very quickly, because the Bible teaches us we should look for that glorious appearing, that hope of the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. So open your heart to this and become a blessing to yourself. Amen.
Every eye shall see, every ear shall hear the sound of angels when he comes, when he comes. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. When he comes, when he comes, and he'll plant his beautiful feet upon this mountain, and the dead of all the ages who believed on him will rise. I'll be one, I'll be one in the first resurrection. When he comes, when he comes, when he comes, everyone then will know that it's him, really him, the one and only. When he comes, when he comes, glorified and transformed, I'll arise at his call. I'll be ready when he comes, when he comes. And he'll plant his beautiful feet up. on this mountain, and the dead of all the ages who believed on him will rise. I'll be one in the first resurrection when he comes, when he comes, when he comes. I'll be one in the first resurrection when he comes.